The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Asthma Society of Ireland is calling on the government to make asthma medication and treatment more accessible. This comes as the Asthma Society of Ireland released their pre-budget submission. And I'm joined now by Professor Ross Morgan, who's consultant, respiratory physician and member of the medical advisory group Asthma Society of Ireland to discuss this issue. You're very welcome to the show, Ross. I really am fascinated by this report because I think that a lot of people who go about their business and who have asthma with somebody who knows or a friend who has asthma, they don't actually really know what asthma is and how people treat it and how many people indeed there are in Ireland who suffer with asthma. So maybe start, Ross, by telling us what exactly asthma is.
Yeah, thanks very much, Mandy, and thanks for having me on. That's a kind of million-dollar question in a way. What is asthma? We know it's the most common lung condition that we see, the most common lung condition in Ireland and around the world. And its features principally are around wheeze and breathlessness and variability over time, which means that you can have good days and then bad weeks and good months and so on. And so that kind of sequence of variable presentation, cough, wheeze and breathlessness that comes on are the cardinal features that we see. And underlying all that is inflammation that's going on in the airways. And we understand a lot more about that now than we used to in the past. So there's been a big change in I suppose, how we understand what's happening in the lungs of people with asthma and how best to manage it.
Yeah. And look, typically we associate the treatment of asthma with those blue kind of inhalers that you would have seen people with. Is that how they're treated still?
No, well, yeah, the blue inhaler, fairly ubiquitous and has had a big role over the years. I mean, I think I always say to people, you're in the city, you're probably as close to a blue inhaler as you are to a fox, around every corner and in every pocket and in a lot of places that people who rely on them can find them. But the problem is that dependency on a blue inhaler is associated with bad outcomes in asthma because they just don't affect the inflammation that's going on. So the modern treatment of asthma and what improves outcomes and quality of life and really keeps people well is what we call combination inhalers, where as well as a medicine such as is in the blue inhaler, which is what we call a kind of reliever, you have an anti-inflammatory or an inhaled corticosteroid. So people with asthma, in particular, if they're having any symptoms on a weekly basis, should really be on these combination inhalers. And we're trying to phase out the use and the reliance and dependency on blue inhalers, because that's where we see people who have bad outcomes are those that are relying on those and using them too frequently and too often, which is a sign that their asthma is not under good control.
Now, I know you're here, Ross, to talk about your pre-budget submission. So trying to get a sense of what the government can do to help this situation. Is it entirely money-based, the pre-budget submission, or are there other things?
Yeah, well, I mean, there is, unfortunately, I mentioned that asthma is the most common condition we have, Mandy, lung condition, I should say, and everybody, as you mentioned, knows somebody with asthma or indeed maybe have had a period in their life where they had some asthmatic symptoms. But it's an enormous financial burden on the individual and the household and the health system as a consequence. And so on an individual basis, these inhalers that I mentioned that keep people well with asthma and allow them to go about their business and go about their lives and keep well and not be ill or attending hospitals where I work, requires these medicines that unfortunately can be a little bit expensive. So they might be €80 a month. And most people, or a lot of people, just can't afford them. And that's what the feedback to us continuously is. I mean, we had a recent survey that was carried out, and one in four went without asthma medication, had to forego it in light of the cost. So we feel there should be subsidization of these combination inhalers because they lead to better outcomes, less presentation to hospital, and thankfully where people are using them correctly, fewer deaths from asthma. And unfortunately, in Ireland this week, there'll be 1 to 2 deaths from asthma. And that's just too high. And we know that in the vast majority of people, control can be achieved with the use of regular combination inhalers. So there's all sorts of reasons for both the individual and society that we should be considering subsidization, and we'd be pushing for subsidization of these inhalers. So looking at the costs that for the individual and that, and having this and reliever therapy being covered in that way. And there are other approaches that we would take also with regard to, you know, reducing the risks for exacerbations and flare-ups. In particular, a lot of people who are ending up in hospital, and I work in Beaumont Hospital primarily, may be from vulnerable patient groups, and their environment, their own home environment, may be not up to scratch on occasion. So we would be also looking at support for people with regard to household retrofitting and things like that, particularly in the winter months. And then lastly, with regard to the kind of services that the folks with asthma can access, and in particular, trying to keep people well and at home. I mean, most people with asthma can be managed at home or in the primary care or in the community, but that does require some, say, asthma nurse specialists and advanced nurse practitioners to maybe assist in that area.
Does the drug payment scheme help asthma sufferers?
Well, it does, but the threshold there is still high and should be reduced further, we believe, in line with Sláinte Care. So we'd be calling for a further reduction in the drug payment scheme. Asthma inhalers are not covered on the long-term illness scheme, for example. I mean, really, asthma is a long-term wellness. This is what we're looking for, and combination inhalers allow that to happen. So, they're not covered in those ways on those schemes, which haven't been revisited for some time. So looking at subsidization, a drop in the drug payment scheme to maybe facilitate some of that, but ultimately a phase reduction to allow these inhalers that, as I said, are just, you know, really make a massive change for the individual patient to make sure that they're affordable, because it's a common thing that comes back to us in the hospital when I see patients who present, unfortunately, in a crisis. And I work in a hospital with an emergency department, and people who present to the emergency department frequently are those who are under managing their and they should be managing it themselves, but they're not able to do so. And one of the big issues can come down to cost.
You mentioned three things there: price, the conditions that might affect people, and the supports that asthma sufferers might get from the government. Is there any way that this cohort of people are recognised currently under the HSE or the health system?
Well, I mean, there is a program, an end-to-end program, a chronic disease program for asthma, which is great, and that's being well supported. And there is programs and a model of care, if you like.
And this would be an extension of that, really.
Requires integration. Yeah, but a big factor of that is about self-management and looking after your asthma yourself and having a plan with what to do about that. And the as I mentioned, the kind of key piece of this message that the Asthma Society would have would be around that the cost of these combination inhalers that I mentioned.
Yeah, and the living environment you've mentioned a couple of times as well. So what are the conditions that someone might live in that would either exacerbate a problem like that, or could living conditions actually bring something like this on?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, the big thing with asthma, as I mentioned at the outset, is that it's variable. So that means over time people have periods where they flare up. And one of the flares or trigger factors for asthma, and most asthmatics know what triggers their asthma in some cases, it's exercise or cold air, other things like that. And so the other trigger factors do include things in the environment. So, for example, smoking, that's a big thing. And second, both prime is smoking yourself and secondhand smoke, but also poor air quality and damp housing conditions, allergens such as dust mites and pollens and animal danders. And and occasionally, and other people know that the triggers for them might be foodstuffs or reflux and other irritants that they might be exposed to, cleaning products and so forth. And medications such as anti-inflammatories occasionally for some people can trigger asthma. So there's an awful amount of different things that can trigger the asthma. But in the home situation, we do know that damp, you know, people who are presenting and have a high burden of symptoms from asthma, that a common thing and a theme there is also their home conditions in many cases. So, you know, the kind of warmer home scheme, which is available for free energy upgrades and so on for people. And I'm talking about vulnerable patient groups. I'm not talking about every individual with asthma, clearly, Mandy. Mm-hmm. But we feel that there should be consideration to those who are frequently attending with respiratory conditions, asthma and other lung conditions, chronic lung conditions in that space, so that they could, you know, proof those problems, the damp and condensation and other issues that, unfortunately, we have people living in pretty, you know, poor heating and ventilation systems as well, as you're well aware.
Yeah. Look, Ross, thank you very much for coming on and sharing that with us. And I'm sure your campaign will continue right up until the budget in October. But thank you for joining us today. That was Professor Ross Morgan, consultant respiratory physician and member of the medical advisory group, Asthma Society of Ireland.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.